Now, if I go around struggling and I don't create my vision because of vanity or whatever reason, are there any consequences apart from obviously walking into walls and having car accidents?
Those are the main ones, probably. I mean, we're talking now about adults. In children, it may be different. There may be reasons why children have got to wear glasses to correct their sight. But in adults, with their sight established, you're not going to damage your eyes if you don't wear your glasses. You could wear out-of-date prescription. You could even wear someone else's glasses. You wouldn't see very well, but it's not going to cause any damage.
Charles has just waved his hand. Are you wearing someone else's glasses?
I'm not wearing someone. I'm because of vanity, because, you know, how I look, I don't wear glasses. But no, my question is, the short-sightedness, is it reversible at all without laser surgery? I mean, does it go away? Or once you've actually established your eyesight, that's what it is?
Yes, in a word. It's all to do with the shape of the cornea, but more usually with the total length of the eyeball. If the eyeball is too long, you're short-sighted, and there's nothing you can do to shorten it.
It's because the light is falling in front of the retina rather than on the retina, and then it's passing through its focal point and spreading out again. So you get a blurred image. You're not seeing spots of light. You're seeing bigger blobs of light.
Exactly,
so things look
right.
Blurry. Where do you stand on this whole idea of reading in the dark? Because people used to say to me when I was a kiddie, "Oh, don't read in the dark in poor light. That will strain your eyes." Is that true?
I don't think there's any real evidence of that. The only thing I would say is that the modern lifestyle, which involves reading and using tablets and telephones and gadgets, is producing a race of short-sighted people. It's an epidemic. It is the way we don't go out and play games in the open air. We watch television. If you see children walking in the street, they're very often, their nose is almost on the telephone or the pad, whatever it may be. And this is causing them to accommodate grossly much more than is necessary.
So adapt their vision for close work.
Yes.
Charles?
I didn't know this. So in other words, like during development, obviously you have brain plasticity, you know, how everything is actually wiring themselves up. This is also true for your eyesight. You need to develop your eyesight to actually get to 20/20/6/6 vision.
Yeah. The visual system, when the child is born, is really quite primitive. But also the eye is very small. It's got to grow. What you don't want it to do is to grow too much, become too long, and therefore short-sighted. So this is why it's better for children to be outside playing, kicking a football around, than it is to be concentrating on something just a few inches from their nose.
And last one, Roger, very quickly. Laser surgery, where do you stand on that? Good thing, bad thing?
I think if it's the cases are very carefully chosen by experts, it can be very useful, and it does have certain medical uses. For example, if one eye is very different from the other, they can be evened out. But for purely cosmetic purposes, I have my doubts.